The Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
The big news today in this market, of course, we got news less than half an hour ago. Whitecaps head coach Carl Robinson has been fired, and the team has already started a search for his replacement. Considering there are five matches left in the season still, and they're not technically out of the playoff picture, what do you make of the timing, Irv?
I just think that it was something that needed to happen based on the lineup decisions, based on some of the tactics that were being used, based on the player deployment, based on, I know that money spending kind of goes all the way up to ownership, but your manager definitely has a say in it. And basically what he said after the game against Dallas, he said, "This comes down on me. It's my fault." Okay, well, if it's your fault, then we really don't need you. You know, it's just one of those things. Look, last year they beat San Jose 5-0 in the first round of the playoffs at home. Great game. Whitecaps are going to win the MLS Cup, right? That's what everyone thought. They go to Seattle and played those two games against the Seattle Sounders. That might have been the two worst games that the Whitecaps have played in franchise history.
Right.
They were so bad. They sat back. They let Seattle come at them. There was no offense. And in the game, you needed to win. I was there in Seattle. We had the opportunity to go and covet. Ian McIntyre and myself were there. It was awful. They did nothing. Other than Alfonso Davies, if the Whitecaps didn't have Alfonso Davies, where would they be?
Oh.
They'd be absolutely nowhere this season.
Basement-dwelling team.
Yeah, right, and look, not everything is based on Carl Robinson, and not everything is his fault at all, because I do like Robbo a lot. I think he was honest. I think that he held his players accountable, but I think he got long in the tooth a little bit. I think the players started to tune him out.
Right.
I think the players started to do their own thing in the locker room, which happens at a certain point in the season when you tune out your head coach. Now, do I think he's going to get another job? Probably. At some point, that's up to him, completely up to him. Is the Welsh national team job still open? He probably can take that. I mean, you're coaching Gareth Bale, so it's a little different. But, you know, for a guy like Carl Robinson, for him to be let go, I think that it was the right decision by the club. I think the timing was a little too late, to be honest with you. I think if you're going to do that and still want to try and do something and make the playoffs and go in and at it with the team, I think you do it before the summer when you can get a head coach in that can at least build your team over the summer. You don't do it now. I think that was that, but I think it just got to a point where they were hearing it from the fan base, they were hearing it from their ownership, from the top down, and they needed to make a decision, especially with Alfonso Davies leaving at the end
right.
of this year.
And, you know, there is some speculation that the timing of this was due to their interest in Mark Dos Santos.
Yep.
And other teams have been interested in him as well. The shares an agent with Carl Robinson. Maybe that plays a part in the timing here and how they're going about this. But the Alfonso Davies thing, and here's the big crux for me. This year was supposed to be the year Davies flourishes, which he's done. Became the biggest transfer in MLS history. But are the Whitecaps taking advantage of it? And he's not going to be here next season. What's coming in to replace him? And how do the fans feel about the one ray of hope they had no longer being here? I think most fans understand the money coming in is positive. That's a good thing. That
Absolutely.
Is part of what you're trying to accomplish here. But what incentive do you have as a Whitecaps fan to be excited about next season?
There's really not much moving forward.
Well, that's why you got to get a new head coach.
Exactly.
Here.
A new head coach. What do you do this offseason? So I think, you know, you're at a spot right now where you're facing like a completely remade team next year. Or
yeah.
at least remade with your star players down. Because you're always starting to make Kamara's been outstanding. I love him.
Yeah, but he doesn't get eight goals if it's not for Alfonso Davies.
But he's also in his mid-30s.
Yeah. Well,
right?
No,
like, he's not
right.
a guy you build around
No,
anymore.
You're absolutely right. I mean, look, the number one thing it comes down to for the Whitecaps is, are they going to spend the money? They have $22 million coming to them, U.S., okay? So there's a ton of money coming their way. If they have a new manager, Mark Dos Santos, who comes in and is like, all right, we need a DP, and we need a real DP, not a Breck Shea DP. We need a real designated player. Are the Whitecaps willing to spend that money?
Well, you know what? You know what makes me skeptical that they'll spend a big portion of that?
They won't.
How much money have they poured into the player development, scouting? Whitecaps threw that fizzle. They had to cut that off because there was too much money going into it. They've invested tens of millions of dollars in this program. They've seen no return for it so far.
Other than Alfonso Davies.
Right. Exactly. So now, no, that's your first return. So let's just say, I mean, you spent $30 million.
I mean, they have a couple guys that have come up that have been okay.
They've been okay, but they haven't, like, the point was, you build players, you sell them, and that money will keep coming in, and it'll keep growing the program. You'll build more players, develop more players, and we'll be sustainable by selling off these young, talented players that we keep developing. Well, Davies is the first return you're having. And when you spent all this money already, I would guess a significant portion of that money is going to be held back just to even out all the expenditures. Mm-hmm. So how much money does that leave for a transfer?
Well, look, and the Whitecaps just built a brand new practice facility.
Right. There you go.
That wasn't cheap.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, a lot of the money coming in from Davies, I think, is offsetting costs they've already made. So how much more surplus will they have to go out and sign the players that we want to see here in Vancouver?
I mean, they'll still have enough millions left over that they can bring in a DP more than the $1 million that they spent on Kai Kamara this past season. So you get a little bit of hope in that sense. But I think Sat's absolutely right here when they say, when he says that they're going to just invest in player development because Alphonso Davies is now their shining star and they can use him as an example of what they're capable of doing if all things go right. Now, Davies was always going to be a great player no matter what, in my opinion. But the timing of Carl Robinson being fired here also tells me that they, and probably ownership and management, looked at that game on Sunday as a must-win scenario.
It was. And
absolutely it was. And the fact that they fell on their face again, they just weren't willing to ride out the rest of the year with him in the mix. Considering Dos Santos is also, there's the buzz on him too.
It's funny because we look at how many times year after year after year after year that the Whitecaps have completely fell flat on their face and been embarrassed in Robbo's tenure. Yeah, they've won a Canadian championship. Yeah, they've hosted an MLS playoff game at home.
And they have the best record they've ever had.
Yeah, they've done all that.
Right.
Yeah, they've done all of that. But the amount of negatives that outweigh the positives in his tenure, I think, is what got ownership thinking. There was just too much going on. Players needed a new direction. Team needs a new direction. And I feel like if they get the man they want, which could be Mark DeSantos, you know, I've heard Colin Miller's name been rumored a little bit, just maybe for an assistant point of view. Former national team head coach, obviously was on the staff when the Whitecaps made their introduction to MLS with Tater Thorsen.
Right, Colin
Miller was there. But I think that this team needs a brand new direction. I just think the players have absolutely tuned him out. And from knowing some of the guys within that locker room and just from seeing and being around the picture, There is some stuff going on in that room, and I think that this is finally the final straw.
I'll say this. If I had one piece of advice for Carl Robinson the next time he takes a job, don't talk down to people as much.
Mm.
Right? I mean, well, I understand. I mean, he played professional soccer. He has been a successful coach. He's got ability. Of course he does.
Internationals, too.
But, you know, people are allowed to question things that don't go right. And I think there was a lack of, you know, the hubris here, I think, got him a little bit. And you have to also be willing to step out of your comfort zone a bit. You have to be able to step out of what you see being the system that you want to implement and kind of look at your team and what you have and try to get the most out of your team. I'm not sure that we saw Carl Robinson put his best foot forward at all times. I think he got frazzled and rattled a lot by the negativity or things that people questioned him about. And that also goes with players, because I think there were times that players from, and you've heard the same things, he was questioned. He didn't like that very much. Mm-hmm. So I do think he lost the faith of the fans. And when you lose the faith of the organization, especially the players, how do you go back?
Look, the Whitecaps say that, you know, the best sporting atmosphere in Vancouver. That's right. What their thing is. They're going to come to our games. We have the best sporting atmosphere in Vancouver. Yeah, the atmosphere is great. The product on the field is crap. Like, it just wasn't good. It wasn't good enough all season long. And I think that it's one of those things where there needed to be a change, and the change needed to be earlier, in my opinion. I 100% think that.
You know, we got a text message here to our 650-650 text message inbox from Eric, and he says Robinson's firing should have been, you know, it's 2 years too late.
Yeah,
ownership
I agree.
He says ownership is fully to blame for wasting Davies' 2 years with the team and making it necessary to change it in a timely manner, and now it's too late. You're kind of stuck here holding the ball.
Yeah, so now they have 5 games left. They have Alphonso Davies. How many games is he going to play? Is he going to play every single minute of every single game?
You're not making the playoffs.
No, probably not going to make the playoffs. And if you make the playoffs with an interim head coach, you get Mark DeSantos, and if you make the playoffs, yes, it's a win. But at what cost? Like, what are you going to do about it?
But what happens next, too? Brando from Vancouver chimes into our text message inbox, and he says, first step is done. Leonard Doozy needs to go. We all know this. We are a budget team and slowly turning into the Ottawa Senators of the MLS money-wise. That's Brando from Vancouver. I mean, he's frustrated with management, too. So now that Carl Robinson is gone, you've gone through this many coaches. I think it is the moment now where guys like Leonard Doozy are on the clock, right? Nobody gets a blank check and stays in for a job forever into perpetuity.
Sure.
No.
Look at this from the bigger picture, too. The Whitecaps had a great opportunity over the past couple of years to take advantage with the Canucks being down in a clearly rebuilding, losing mode. The BC Lions also having a bit of struggle for themselves. They could have been the team to support here locally for casual fans to even buy in. Instead, a lot of bad decisions along the way, a lot of curious ones at that. And Irf, you brought up the point that they got their first playoff win last year. Honestly, they never should have been playing that game against San Jose because they had the chance to finish first atop the West, and they stubbed their toe for, like, what, 5 weeks straight to finish the season out? Instead of being the guys that had the bye week in the first round, they instead have to play that meaningless game to me against San Jose. You can celebrate it as their first playoff win in their franchise history, but to me, I look at that and say they never should have been playing in that first round. No. That opportunity was there for them to be the top of the Western Conference.
And look, they played a San Jose team that was absolute trash. They beat them 5-0. San Jose didn't even try.
And they shouldn't have even been in that match.
No,
it just should have been had a bye.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
So,
and then what happens is you go to your big Brad brother, Seattle, down the road, and they bully you. And there was nothing there. You both watched the game.
Yeah.
We were at the games.
Mm-hmm.
They had nothing. And last year was supposed to be the year. No, this year's supposed to be the year. This, like, next year, expectations for this team, where are they? You have no Davies. You, like, what do you have?
It comes down to, what are you trying to accomplish? We ask this question so often. You know, no matter what situation you look at, what are you trying to accomplish? Are you just happy to make the playoffs? Are you trying to win a championship? Are you building a sustainable winner long term? What are you trying to accomplish? Because when they put this team together and they joined the MLS, they said, we want to be a top 25 club in the world. And when you have aspirations of that magnitude, and you believe that you want to aim for, and you know what? When I heard that, I loved it.
So did I.
You know, I loved hearing that, because if you don't have big dreams, you're never going to accomplish anything in your life.
Yep.
So I get it. You want to set the bar high. Good on you. But what are you doing to meet the bar you've set, or at least the expectation you put forth, trying to convince these fans that you're not just buying into a average MLS team, you're buying into something special. You're buying into a club that's going to be on top of the world, and we're going to be talking about the Whitecaps in Europe one day.
Yeah, like, how do you explain this to the season ticket holders who've been spending their money coming to games week in and week out and watching this? You know, I know season ticket holders that are frustrated with what they see go on, who come to the games to support the team, but leave it the 35th, the 60th minute, just because there's nothing to be excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, yeah, Alphonso Davies is obviously the story, but when next year rolls around in 5 more games, Alphonso Davies isn't going to be the story anymore.
Yeah, he'll be in Bayern.
Yeah, he'll be in Bayern. We got to stop with the Alphonso Davies stuff, and they got to look past him.
Yeah.
They should have looked past Alphonso Davies before the season started, because they knew they were going to sell him. And that's where the plan should have been in place. It shouldn't have been in place with 6 games to go, saying that, okay, we only have 5 games left to make the playoffs.
And that, you know me, overpromise, underdeliver. Good for radio, terrible for sports organizations.
That's also bad for radio. That's good for you. That's your thing. don't conflate us with your weird sayings. But
yeah, get out of here with that trash.
But the point is right. Like, you know, if you set the bar that high, but you don't do the moves necessary to achieve that high, you are overpromising and under-delivering.
Exactly.
And that has been what Whitecaps fans have been feeling here for a few years. Irfan Ghaffar, I know you got to run off to go meet up with Coach Carl Robinson.
Sportsnet 650.